G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. My name is Susanna Duffy. In this episode of Left After Breakfast, I pay a tribute to Dolores Keen. I was saddened to hear of the passing of Dolores Keen on St. Patrick's Day 2026. She was one of Ireland's greatest talents, and I loved her voice. Dolores was a member of one of Ireland's most respected singing families, and she had one of the sweetest tones. The wonderful thing about her was that she took very intimate, beautiful songs heard around the fire, at small family gatherings, and in the quiet, and she took them out into a wide open world. Her gift brought the beauty of Irish song to the global stage. Her music and her spirit will live on in the hearts of all who were moved by her. May she rest in peace. Vale, Dolores. Ave atque vale.
There sat within a valley green. I sat me with my true love. My heart it strove me to between the old love and the new love. The old for heart, the new that made me think on Ireland dearly. While soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley. 'Twas hard the awful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us, but harder still to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, in the mountain glen I'd seek at morning early, while soft the wind blew down the glen and shook the golden barley. 'Twas sad I kissed away her tears, my fond arms round her flinging. The yeoman's shot burst on our ears from out the wild wood ringing. The bullet pierced my true love's side in life's young spring so early, and on my breast in blood she died, while soft wind shook the barley. But blood for blood, without remorse, I've taken a Dullard's hollow and laid my true love's clay cold corpse where I full soon must follow. As round her grave I wander drear, noon night and morning airy, breaking heart whene'er I hear the wind that shakes the barley. The wind that shakes the barley.
That's a haunting melody, the wind that shakes the barley. And actually, it has a pretty haunting meaning. It's a story told from the perspective of a doomed young man from Wexford who's about to leave his love and plunge into the violence of the 1798 rebellion. But the references to barley derived from the fact that the rebels nearly always carried barley or oats in their pockets as provisions for when on the march. And then this gave rise to the post-rebellion phenomenon of barley growing and marking croppy holes, unmarked mass graves into which the rebel casualties were thrown. Oh, so the time spring came round, the barley sprang up from those mass graves. These croppy holes symbolise the regenerative nature of resistance to English rule in Ireland. And you'll find it in nationalist literature and poetry and songs written about the rebellion. There's a good Ken Loach film too, called The Wind That Shakes the Barley, that's set during the Irish War of Independence with Patrick Delaney and Cillian Murphy. It's a good film. If you get a chance to see it, go for it.
3CR.
Do you have a few children's picture books or footy boots that your kids have outgrown but want to find them a loving home? Well, drop them in at 3CR and put them in the Books and Boots bin. Books and Boots regularly sends pre-loved children's picture books and sports footwear to remote and regional First Nations communities and children across the country. Contact us at Books and Boots or go to the website www.booksandboots.org.au. We love a good book.
Just a little passing comment on the 1798 rebellion. The grandsons and granddaughters of the men in that rebellion ended up in Australia in 1854 on the Ballarat goldfields. And one of those grandsons was an ancestor of mine. See, they weren't all convicts, but the world is certainly a small place.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said, I will not let you go. But I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while, you know. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left. behind. Now in success or in failure, I will always be true and proud each day in a land far away. I'll be building a home for you. Daily she waits at the old cottage gate, watching the whole day through. Then one day a message from over the sea, and I'm hoping these words are true. Far away in Australia, I left behind.
You're listening to a tribute to Dolores Keane, and a very, very popular song that she sang is Doogie McLean's Caledonia. Now, Doogie says he wrote this song in less than 10 minutes while sitting on a beach in Brittany and feeling homesick. The chorus of the song features the lyric, Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. Well, it's not to make anyone want to go home. It's a very nostalgic song. It's often been dubbed Scotland's unofficial national anthem. The cover, sung by Dolores, sold more copies than Doogie's original.
Thinking my way's clear, and I know what I will
Now, this is a song written by Dolores in 1989. I had a copy on a cassette, but even if I could find that cassette, I'd have nothing to play it in, would I? Oh, well, it's a good song, and I can still listen to it. Lion in a Cage.
The world is born in the African sun. Black blood flows from the white man's gun. Locked in a jail for 25 years. Held like a lion in the cage of tears.
Mandela will be free. Mandela, Nelson Mandela. Mandela will be free.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM on digital and on the internet, www.3cr.org.au.
Consumer law touches on many aspects of what we do every day. Consumer Action Law Centre has lawyers, financial counsellors and policy experts who specialise in issues such as unfair contract terms and deceptive or dodgy business practices like excessive pricing or irresponsible lending. Consumer Action Law Centre provides free legal information and advice and pursues litigation on behalf of consumers experiencing disadvantage across Victoria. Consumer Action Law Centre currently focuses on getting justice for people who have been sold lemon cars, ripped off by insurance companies, scammed and denied help from their bank, or refused hardship concessions from telecommunications and energy companies. Find out how Consumer Action Law Centre can help you at consumeraction.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
And, well, I've certainly enjoyed putting together a few songs from Dolores Cain. I'm so sorry that she died. She was only 72. Only 72. I can say that as I'm much older. Well, 10 years older than her. Now I will leave you with possibly her most popular song.
It's far away I am today from scenes I roamed a boy, and long ago I foresaw Illinois, but time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound, but sweet and green the grass between as grows on Irish ground. So friendship fond, all wealth abound, and a love that lives always. Bless every home beside my own dear Galway Bay. Had I youth's blood and hopeful mood and a heart of fire once more, for all the Galway one might call, I'd never I'd be content with whatever God sent, with neighbours old and gray. And I'd lay my bones near churchyard stones beside you, Galway above you, Galway Bay.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao from Left After Breakfast.